Welcome to Brachos, Parakei Mishnah Hei, Chapter 5, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins, HaMispal V'ta'a, one who is davening Shmon Esrei, the silent devotion, V'ta'a, and they made a mistake in their prayers. Simon Ralo, it is a bad sign that their prayer is not being accepted, and it is almost like a message that they should reflect on their own actions and try to improve themselves. If the fellow that's davening Shmon Esrei is praying the silent devotion, or the repetition is the chazan, he is the leader, then it's not just a bad, then it's not a bad sign for him only. Siman ra l'shloch sholchav, it is a bad sign for the congregation that sent him up to pray. Why, says the Mishnah? Because a messenger, an agent of a person, is actually considered like them. So if this guy is the shliach tzibur, he's sent up by the congregation, he's that representative. If he makes a mistake or reflects poorly on them, the Mishnah continues. Amro lav Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. They said about the great Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Many people used to come to him and request that he pray on their behalf. Shayim espal acholim. He would pray on behalf of sick people that God should send healing. Va'omer. And after he finished praying, he would say, Zechai, this individual that I pray for will live. Vezemes, and this person that I pray for will not make it. Amrullo, they said to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Minayin ata yodea? How do you know who's going to survive and who, God forbid, is going to perish? Amar Lahem, he said to them, Im shigura tefilasi befi. If when I pray, I find the prayer to be eloquent, it flows naturally, yodeani shehu mekubal, I know that the prayer on behalf of the sick person has been accepted and they will survive. Vim lav. And if my prayer doesn't go well, I stutter, I stumble, it just doesn't get together properly, Yodeani Miturav, I know that the fellow, unfortunately, is doomed, and they're not going to make it. The Gemara says a little bit more about Rav Chanina ben Dosa. Gemara says there was a story of Rav Chanina ben Dosa that he went to study Torah by the Torah giant, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai became very ill. So he turned to Rav Chanina ben Dosa, and he said, Chanina beni, Chanina my son, pray on behalf of my son so that he survives. Gemara relates that Rav Chanina ben Dosa placed his head between on his lap, kind of, you know, gathered himself together, ubikesh alav rachmim, and he prayed on behalf of the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he survived. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai turned to Rav Chanina ben Dosa, and he said, you should know that had I placed my head on my lap and prayed the entire day, my prayer for my son would not have been answered. So when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's wife heard this, she said, is your student, your disciple, Chanina ben Dosa, greater than you? And he said a very interesting response. He said, no. Rather, he is like a servant in front of the king. He's familiar. The servant comes in, the servant comes out. And therefore, they have access to the king. And therefore, when he asks, he's always around the king, and the king responds. Va'ani, he said, however, I don't make a salif ne'amach. I'm like an officer in front of the king. I do have perhaps prestige and I have power, but I cannot go all the time. And the king thinks twice about what my requests are, so I don't have that power. We see from this that if a person becomes, I guess, a regular visitor in the Almighty's court, their prayers are always there, like David HaMelech wrote, Vani Tefila, I am prayer. Everything that David did before he had a meeting, he prayed to Hashem that he should have success. When he finished, he thanked Hashem for the success that he had. When a person lives their life that way, then they're like an Eved Lefnei HaMelech, like a servant in front of the king. And then they have a greater chance at Hashem answering their prayers. May Hashem answer each and every one of our prayers. May they be easy with focus and concentration and be accepted. Have a beautiful day.